Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Yes, Jeremiah. This is Kate Benwell with Country Seafood.
How you doing?
This is finally got to talk.
Finally, I know. I've been playing phone tag back and forth.
Yeah.
Give me 1 minute. Let me pull up your file here. All
right.
Let's see. All right, Country Seafood. Shows here that I have your app in. We've had it in for a little bit, but we just weren't able to do anything with it because we wanted to talk to you first and kind of see, get your feedback. And let me see here. So, Thomas, what is it exactly that you're looking for?
Yeah, I have a seasonal business.
Okay.
I think I put that on the application. I don't have it in front of me. But every year I borrow a little money to get started this bait business I have.
Okay.
I sell blood bait to the crawfish farmers down here. We do crawfish in South Louisiana.
Okay.
And they have to have this fish bait to catch the crawfish, you know, to put in the traps.
Okay.
During the cold months, and then when it turns warm, they go to an artificial bait, which I don't mess with. I just do this whole deal. I've been doing it, so it's going to be 20 years this year I've been doing this.
Wow.
Congratulations. And every year, well, it's just a seasonal sideline deal.
Okay.
You know, you can't stretch it any longer than what it is.
Right. You can only do so much.
Up in about the fall, and come spring, when it warms up, it's over.
Okay.
6 month stretch, the longest, with really the first month and maybe the last month, you know, just beginning and ending.
What months are those?
January, February, March is real intense in this business. Real intense.
Okay.
I'll sell $250,000 a bait, more or less, you know, just depending on circumstances, you know, weather, stuff like that, you know.
Sure.
Severe cold down here in January, and they can't go and fish. Well, we lose a day of business, you know. And every day is big when we get into the intense storm. So that fluctuates, you know, what we do here. But, yeah, I'm making a little. Average year, I'm making about $30,000 when it's all said and done doing this, you know.
For about 6 months, that's not bad.
Yeah, really, really three.
That's where you
finish 6 months.
Okay. So what do you do as far as sales on that? So within the this business, what are you doing in sales?
About $250,000 in sales.
Okay. $250,000 in sales.
I've seen those. Maybe I think last year was a little under that. Maybe 190, I believe.
Okay. Last year was
190. I'm not too sure.
Okay.
I don't have the paperwork in front of me, but
okay, so what are you? How much are you looking for?
Well, this year, usually the money I borrow is to get me some inventory started up. Again, this is a very perishable product that we deal with. We run freezes to, you know, keep it in, but come the end of the season, we out, no inventory. We don't hold on to that over the summer
because it's perishable.
It's no good to get started, you know.
Yeah.
So. It takes me about $30,000 to really be comfortable because, you know, what happens, you know, I get fish in and I don't get $30,000 to get started. You know, it's just how I get it in, how the boys are catching it at the river, or if I got to buy it off the East Coast in Virginia or whatever, I got to buy it. Then I sell it, and my best clients, you know, they don't pay me every day.
Right.
I got to pretty much turn that inventory into accounts receivable on about a 10-day deal. Then the money kind of starts coming back. So I guess what I'm saying, you know, I'll buy $10,000 of bait and put $10,000 of bait on the books. Technically, I'm out $20,000.
Okay.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Because I sold that 10, but it was on paper. you know.
It was on paper.
But the following week, they paid me the 10, but they charged another 10, you know. And it just snowballs like that until eventually the profit catches it up.
So let me...
And you pay it off. Every loan I've ever made, I've paid it off at the end of the season, you know.
Okay.
I got my local bank, but, you know, the whole story about banks and what y'all write letters about, they just don't have any money.
Yeah.
If you ain't got it sitting in the bank, they don't want to lend it. Now, I've been dealing with former state bank, my local bank, all my life, and, again, $10,000, I can walk in there and get $10,000, you know, signature loan, 6 months. No, actually, $10,500, I got to go and do months of paperwork and put up my first child for mortgage. Well, you know, it's crazy. But
I understand.
And
okay.
I grew this business. It got a little bit better. It's just a cash flow deal till it gets right, you know, but midway of February, I'm in the black for the rest of the duration of that season, you know.
Sure.
One thing this year, my old forklift is about gone, and I don't normally get that much to start, but I'd like to do a little equipment deal. You know, I have enough funds to get a little equipment. I'm not going to buy no brand new forklift. Usually at auctions around here, I can get a good one for probably 5 to 10, and then I got that done. We kind of want to get another freezer. That's very expensive.
How much is the freezer?
Well, it can be anything from... it's all depending on the square footage, how big of a one you want to put up. To put up what I want to put up would cost me $200,000.
Oh, wow.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, you know, it takes too long to get the money back season. I'm just...
Right.
What I want to do is you can go on eBay, Google, whatever, and find these reefer trucks that have been retired after so many hours. That's really what I work out of. These are bobtails. But this reefer truck, it's big. It's an 18-wheeler. That's what it is. You know, a frozen food 18-wheeler that you can keep frozen food in. You can find those secondhand, $10,000 to $12,000.
So it's a truck? It's a truck that's a freezer?
Well, yeah, but you don't need the truck. I don't need the truck. I mobilize. I'm going to cut the axles off, set the trailer down. I don't need no truck.
Oh, I see. So you're just wanting for the freezer part of the freezer aspect of it.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's a, you know, it's a well-insulated working deal that's mobile, but I'm going to make it immobile. And that's why you can find these a little cheaper. But don't get me wrong, the units that are on it, they're old too.
Okay.
You know, I might get lucky and get the season out of it or two. And then I'll have to buy a, you know, that goes out and then get a freezer unit, a condenser, a compressor, a standalone, not something that you put back. I wouldn't put what they use on the roads. You know, you see these big Thermo King, the carrier unit, Great Dane, whatever, on these reefer trucks. That's the cooling unit for it.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to go that route because that runs off of diesel, you know. I'm standalone. I'll go back to electricity, which is cheaper, and get a mobile unit, a condenser, compressor. And those rascals, for something that size, is about $15,000. That's one growing thing I would like to do. You know?
Okay, and that's
hold the unit, last me a couple of seasons, and then put a unit on it. But that freezer, I guess, is good forever. You know, you just sit it there and put a roof over it, and it's good.
Okay,
those 22 pallets of bait, you know, it would be real good.
So let me ask you a question on these the bait there. So when you buy 10K in bait, is that what you're are you going out there getting the bait, or are you purchasing bait and then reselling it? Is that the
purchasing,
business?
Yes, sir. Purchasing
and reselling. Okay.
I purchase two ways. Actually, I've got guys that come with their boat out the river. They seine the rivers for this shad. It's called shad. One of the kind of baits.
All right, they sing the rivers, and then they come to my place at the river, and, you know, whatever they caught, they caught. We box it up, shovel it out the boat, and box it up.
Okay.
And I sell these boxes of bait. Some people buy it whole, some people buy it cut. I have a cutting machine. We cut this bait up.
Okay.
And rebox it and sell it cut, ready to go, ready to get out in the field.
Okay, so you buy it uncut, and then you cut it up, and you put it in a box, and you resell it.
That's correct.
Okay.
More than that.
Purchase.
Another bait, I don't know if you're familiar with fishing or anything, but is that this fish called Asian carp. You may have heard of them. People going down to lakes or rivers, and these fish jumping in the boat. It's become a nuisance.
Uh-huh.
And dangerous. And they starting to take over rivers and stuff. We take that Asian corn and cut that up also. Box it up. It's a good crawfish bait also. And then when none of that's available, or we used it all and need more, or the water's too low to fish, or the water's too high to fish, or whatever, we call up the East Coast and get up in Virginia and get 18-liter loads of what's called pogie fish.
And, okay.
It's a lot higher, but they have more of that than, you know, they can use up there, and they ship it down here, and on the way back they leave with oysters, or they get something to go back up. You know. That's in a trucking business type deal. You know, they got something. They don't go back dead weight, but they do other things. But that's a little more expensive because it got to come from Virginia. We try to stay away from it, but there's a time we can't. But anyhow, I've got connections to stay in business.
Okay. Now, a little bit more on the numbers. So let's say you buy 10K in bait. How long does it take you to sell that 10K in bait? You mentioned that you're going to put them on a 10-day receivable, basically, to the business. So are they paying you, how much are they paying you back for that? What's the profit you're making on that?
I make about $5 a box.
Okay.
Boxes cost roughly 20, sell it 25, and that, you know, it's cut. So I make about $5 a box.
$5 a box.
I can buy 10K and sell 10K in a week.
Okay.
$10K will turn into, let's say, $12.5, you know, in a store. But
in a week.
That's a week deal. Most of my clients, on Mondays, we settle up, you know. They'll come and pay me, you know, all of them together, $10,000, sometimes even more than that, depending on where they're at. $10,000, $15,000, they'll come pay me that Monday, but they've already owed me $2,000-$3,000, you know, from just the Monday, you know. But, I don't, and that's my big guys. I got a bunch of little guys who's a lot smaller, and I might have to go 2 weeks before I collect from a few. If I wanted to, I got a chase, you know.
Right.
But, a lot of them, it's COD, and they come and pay for it right on the spot.
But, okay. So you're consistently just turning this around, right? So you take 10K, turn it into 12K, but you're taking that 12K and you're going right back to buying more bait and then selling it back to the same customer, right? So it's just consistently flipping every week. And how many customers are you selling to in a week?
I have about four guys that are real big, and then I got about four or five guys, you know, 500 a week.
Okay.
And then I got probably 5 to 10 little guys, you know, one or two boxes a day or one or two boxes a week, depending on how big their pond is.
Sure.
And a bunch of little guys that, you know, own maybe 10 acres of land or something. They work, inherited land or whatever, been in the family, and they get off of work and they go run their pond, you know, make them a little side money.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of that.
Okay. Now, if you buy, can you buy more than 10K a week, or is that just what you do? That's the max that you get.
Pretty much all the holding capacity I have at one time.
Okay, holding 10K a week.
Yeah, that's another problem I have, really. If I was better set up, I could get the shad is what everybody really wants, fresh shad on the rip, all around best bait.
What is it called?
It's shad. S-A-K-D. It's a flat-looking trash fish.
How do you spell that? How do you spell that again? S-H what?
A-D. S-H-A-D.
S-H-A-D.
Yeah, shad.
Okay, American shad?
Well, freshwater shad it's called because it actually comes out of the Gulf, but they spawn up through the river. They go up through the Mississippi River, Chappalah River, to get into some lakes where the warm water is. These fish, you just know these names.
Okay, you can buy shad like this at like Bass Pro Shops, and they come in like a package, right, where you just use it as bait?
Maybe so. I'm not a sport fisherman.
But that's what you're purchasing, 10K worth.
Yes.
Okay, and how many boxes does that equate to when you're purchasing?
Well, about 20 a box. How many boxes is that? 500 boxes?
500
500
in each box.
When things are good, I've sold 1,200 boxes in a week record, but 500-600 when things are normal and average. That's about what I sell a week.
That's about what you sell a week, about 1,200 boxes a week?
No, that would be a good week. That's a record week, 1,200 boxes.
Okay, so what's an average week?
I'd say 500-600 boxes would be average.
500-600 boxes a week. Okay. Okay. And so every 10K, you're making 12. It's 500-600 boxes a week. You would like to get a forklift, a used one. Also a freezer, but the truck that you would purchase off of eBay that you can just kind of cut off and just use it as an actual freezer. That way you're able to hold at least 22 pounds of bait in there. Let's see, purchase boxes of bait, uncut, and then you recut the bait, and then you resell it to your customers. And you have around anywhere between, I would say, 10 to 15 solid customers, and then a bunch of small guys that you sell to here and there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Thomas. Well, do you have any current working capital loans out right now?
Oh, not to the bait business. No, I don't have anything. Normally at this time, I usually go to the my local bank and get 10. But my doggone daughter that takes care of my taxes, her CPA came.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really why I'm late. Even asking, has not done my damn 2015 tax return.
Okay, you haven't done that yet.
I gave her everything, but we're going to get to it, Daddy. We're going to get to it.
Okay. So are you going to go to your bank and get that 10K, or do you want to kind of...
At this point, it's up to what... If we can do something here, well, maybe I won't do nothing.
Okay. Well,
I'll give a 30. I don't know if you can do that or not, or if it means, less would be easier or better or whatever, but I'd like to work at a number of 30.
Okay? Sure.
I don't mess with them. I'm not going to go to the...
Okay. I definitely feel like there's something there we can do for you. I'm going to send you a different application. The one you sent me was just kind of a general one.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you
that
a different one. Do you have, I know you said you haven't done 2015 yet. Do you have the extension page for that?
I can get it a fax in a minute.
Okay, perfect. And then do you have 2014? Is that complete?
Oh, yeah, that's done.
Okay. I will send you, what's a good email?
My email address?
Yeah.
It's C-A-D-E.
C-A-D-E.
B-E-N-O-I-T.
D-E-N-O-I-T?
B as in boy.
B-E-N-O-I-T.
I thought I put it on that, my email.
Let me make sure. Hold on. I'll pull it up. I have it right here. Let me make sure. No, it is not on here.
Okay.
So I got C-A-D-E. BENOIT
at AOL.com.
At AOL.com.
Cade Benoit at AOL.com. It's my middle name, Cade.
Okay, I see. K-C-A-E. Okay, I see your middle name on here. All right, Thomas. Or do you go by Tom?
No, I go by Cade. But
Cade, okay, I like
first
that.
First name is Thomas.
I call you Cade. All right, Cade, I will go ahead and send this email out. How soon do you think you can get me this application? And I'm going to need about 12 months of bank statements just because you're seasonal. Yeah, but it's very simple. So I'm not going to ask you for your blood type and your firstborn DNA or anything like that. Okay, so we'll keep it pretty simple. And then as soon as I get that in, we'll take it from there and see. How soon are you looking to bring on this capital? Right away?
Yeah, we need to get started. You know, I got a few dollars left in the account right now to buy a little bit. Again, we start off slow at this time.
Okay, right. But it's just you need to be prepared for when January, February, March comes so you can really capitalize
what
and maximize.
Our big customers, they all get H2 workers to harvest the crop. Okay.
Okay.
And they're not going to get any of these guys in to amount to anything until about January 1st. It's on their paperwork.
So, okay.
Until then, it's just the little local guys that do their stuff themselves, okay?
Okay.
It's when the big guys get in, and then things get real serious. And when those guys get in, my biggest customer, 7 days a week, there's no Sunday off. We work 7 straight days a week for about 3 solid months.
How many people do you have on your crew?
Just me and my little nephew.
All right. That's,
I don't have one little old neighbor. I have no payroll.
That's good. It saves you some money there. Okay.
I mean, it's just too seasonal for that. You know?
So this is
I'll find a little hand on against farm to do some serious cutting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do sell a lot of this not cut. One of my biggest customer, he makes his Mexicans cut.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But still, I got 2 other crews that do get it cut, and but this machine can cut a box in a minute. It's not
it's pretty awesome. And you already own this machine, so it's not something.
Oh yeah, I own the machine. I have 2 bobtail freezers and 1 18 wheeler freezer. You know, they're antiques, but we fired them up and they run it.
Okay. So,
yeah, and I mean, I own my building, I own my land. There's no other note, put it like that. It's just a startup money. It's hard to keep that 30 in a cookie jar, you know. I kind of live off of it.
Yeah, no, I totally understand.
It comes back around, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Cade. Well, I mean, there's definitely something we can do here for you. I'll send you the application. Actually, it's going to be 2 different apps. One's going to be for equipment, and one's going to be for capital. And the reason why is I'm going to see if I can get you a program where you're able to get this equipment and get a good monthly payment on that at a great rate, so you're able to get that freezer and possibly that forklift that you're looking for. And then we'll try to get you some capital as well, and we can get this to you quickly. So I'll send that over in about 5 minutes, Caden. Okay. If you have any questions, you have my number. Just give me a ring.
All righty. You're going to email me everything you need, right?
I'm going to email you an entire list along with the application. So as soon as you get that back to me, I can start working on it and work on getting you the approval. So I work as fast as you get it into me.
All right. I'll try to get it in this afternoon, but more than likely it'll be tomorrow.
Okay. No problem, Kate. If I don't hear from you by Wednesday, I'll give you a ring.
All right, Jeremiah.
All right. Appreciate your time, and we'll be in touch.
All right.
All right, Kate. You're welcome. Bye.